Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs chapter 26, verses 23 through 28. Proverbs 26, 23 through 28. Like the glaze covering an earthen vessel, are fervent lips with an evil heart. Whoever hates disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred be covered with deception, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back on him who starts it rolling. A lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruins. Here we see that there's a group of folks out there in this world, and unfortunately there are many, who actually have hatred in their heart, but speak sweetly with their mouths and with their lips. They're called the flatterers. We need to watch out for the flatterers. They most often have an agenda or something to hide. Let me say that to you again. I've learned over the years of being in full-time ministry for over 30 years and a pastor for over 30 years that there are people out there that are the flatterers. And they speak well with their mouths, but their hearts aren't always lined up with what they say. They're like glaze covering an earthen vessel. That's what fervent lips are with an evil heart, the scripture says. Whoever hates disguises himself with his lips, and he harbors deceit in his heart. I've learned over the years as a pastor that those who are the flatterers usually have an agenda or something to hide. Look, folks, let me just tell you, sweet lips and a bad heart, most often, and a lot of people, unfortunately, are simply a facade. But their true nature, that's what this passage, the passages we saw today, their true nature will one day be exposed. Their true nature will be exposed in the end. I've learned over the years that as people would lie to me and give me sweet lips when they had an evil heart toward me, I would just take what they said and hold them to it. Even though I knew what they were saying wasn't true, I would hold them to their lies. If they said they loved me, even though I knew they didn't, I would treat them like they did and let the real attitude of their heart come out in the end. You know, the Bible actually says that in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. It says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from his flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. I've learned over the years that if you just let people alone and don't try to expose them, but let the Spirit of God do its work in time, as we saw in the passage today in Proverbs, the scripture says, as it said, in time, it will come back on them. It says, whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back on him who starts it rolling. Though his hatred will be covered with deception, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. In Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 45, Jesus said, for no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit, for figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. Folks, in time, their true attitude will be exposed. In time, how they really feel will be exposed. I had a man years ago who and his wife would always meet with me and tell me about all the concerns that people had in the church. But they would say, we don't feel this way, Pastor. That's not how we feel. That's how the other people feel. But we're just sharing with you what they think. It wasn't until as I was leaving that church that man came to me and said, oh, by the way, that was us the whole time. We felt this way. We've never approved. Now, again, over time, the true heart will come out. Now, I can also graciously say that man and his wife have since repented, and they're friends of mine now, and God's done a work in their heart, and they regret how they treated me at that time. But I was wise as a young man to just take it and to let, over time, the true attitude of their heart come out. Folks, don't be surprised if people are nice to you, but inwardly their heart is not where it belongs. Leave that to the Lord. He will deal with it. He'll expose the attitude and the motives of everyone's heart. At the same time, we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And we need to let the Lord show us how to react to people in love and patience, and let God expose their true exterior or interior, not you. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.